Hello everyone, welcome to the Prolific Living Podcast with Esther Ogutono. Today I'm going to be talking about wilderness experience. A wilderness experience in a man's life, I would say, it's a period of time when one feels confused, powerless, and helpless. And if you are going through such a period now, I want you to know that it's not peculiar to you. Almost everyone on earth would have a time when they will feel confused and feel powerless. But what should we do in such a period, and what understanding should you have? That's what we're talking about today. In the case of Moses was an Israelite but grew up as a prince in Egypt. But because he understood his roots, he knew he was an Israelite and the Israelites were slaves in Egypt. He had the desire to deliver the Israelites from slavery, but it wasn't time for his manifestation, and in anger he killed someone and he had to run away from Egypt. And in running away from Egypt, I'm sure he would have passed through wilderness, forest and all that. And for 40 years he was out of Egypt and was a shepherd. And shepherd, you know, they'll take the sheep into the forest and to graze and all that. But when it was time for God to deliver the Israelites, when it was time for their deliverance, God spoke to Moses. And this same Moses that ran away from Egypt is the same person God is reaching out to come and deliver his people from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Now, I want you to understand that for Moses, getting familiar with the wilderness made him to get familiar with the route to deliverance for the Israelites. During those 40 years while he was away, when he ran away and he was a shepherd, he was taking sheep around that place. He was, at that time, I want to believe he had gotten to know the various routes in the forest in that place. And that was a strength, I would say, that God wanted to use in delivering him. And also while he was in the palace, while he was a prince in the palace of Egypt, he has also gotten some trainings also as a prince of Egypt. All those things were not a waste, because God needed them in Moses to accomplish the great goal of delivering the people of Israel. What are you going through right now? Whatever you are going through now is not a waste. But what you do during your wilderness experience is what matters a lot. Don't give up on yourself during this period. Don't look down on yourself. Even if everything around you looks like it's not working fine, even if everything around you looks like even if everyone around you thinks you are nobody, tell yourself you are somebody. Tell yourself, remind yourself what God has said about you, and keep your head up high, because God is taking you somewhere greater than you can imagine. For you to be alive, it's important. For you to be alive, you know that you matter to God. For you to be alive, you know that, okay, nothing can stop where God is taking you to. I want you to know today that wilderness experience does not last forever. It does not last forever. If you ask a lot of people who are fulfilling purpose in various fields today, most people discover their purpose even in their wilderness experience. That's when they discover their strength. That's when they discover, oh, this is what I want to do. So why not take time in your wilderness experience, in what that situation you are going through, instead of complaining, instead of getting angry with God, instead of being mad at yourself? Why not take time to ask God, what do you want me to do, and what do you want me to learn, and how can I let it be a time of making for you, because the potter is working on you. Thank you for listening, and do have a great day, and join me next time on this platform. God bless you.